Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An Oneida County judge has bound over a man for trial on charges he made terroristic threats. Witnesses say hospice workers treating Kenneth Welsh's wife knew about his history, so they took his threat seriously. He had fired a gun at his wife in 2016, threatening to blow up their house and then holding authorities at bay in a three-hour standoff. One hospice worker says Welsh threatened to wreak havoc on everyone if an appeal to continue his wife's care didn't go her way. The hospital went on lockdown. His attorney says hospital workers overreacted, arguing if they were afraid, they wouldn't have waited so long to call police. After a preliminary hearing last Tuesday in Vilas County Court, Chad Gall, age 32, overseen, entered not guilty pleas to five felony counts in the March overdose death of Daniel Norton, 36, of Eagle River, the most serious charge being first-degree reckless homicide in the alleged delivery of drugs Norton used. Vilas County District Attorney Martha Milanowski had Detective Emily Miller of the Vilas County Sheriff's Department describe the incident when she arrived at a home on Grandview Bay Drive in the Vilas County town of Lincoln. Miller says she interviewed Kimberly Squiller, who told her Norton had been taken to the hospital after she called 911 upon seeing foam coming from his nose and mouth, and that Chad Gall had been there but left before officers arrived and after he helped her clean up items involving drugs. Squiller told Detective Miller Gall had supplied drugs and viewed both he and Norton splitting up heroin on the kitchen table. A state autopsy report indicated Norton died from a heroin overdose. Gall was taken into custody when law enforcement was called to Edgewater Inn on a possible overdose. A pretrial conference is set for August 14th, and Gall remains in custody under a $25,000 cash bond. Laysha Kukan Johnson, naturalist and education director at the North Lakeland Discovery Center, was recently awarded Non-Formal Educator of the Year by the Wisconsin Association for Environmental Education. The WAEE is a statewide organization for professional environmental educators. The award is presented to an educator who displays innovative and exemplary efforts in providing education opportunities for audiences of all ages. After growing up in Woodruff, Johnson returned to the Northwoods from the Pacific Northwest in 2007, where she has been part of the North Lakeland Discovery Center ever since. Johnson says the resources at the North Lakeland Discovery Center allow it to be an integral source for environmental education in the Northwoods.
This is such a great place for environmental education because of the lake that's there. It's a bog lake. There's a bog on site, which is really unique. It has a great mixed forest because it had been managed. So there's like a little pine plantation. There's, you know, the mixed deciduous, and then the lake itself has great habitat on the shoreline for frogs and turtles and macro invertebrates. And so it is like an environmental educator's dream.
Johnson believes her role is to inspire people to explore the natural world and give individuals the tools to continue their education after they leave the Discovery Center.
I like to really have people connect to something and realize why it's important to them. If they don't realize like how the certain thing affects them or what it can do for them, a lot of times people don't have that connection. They don't realize it. And so I'm always looking for fun and creative ways to, you know, just connecting, you know, taking people outside and be like, oh, this is what this is, but why is this important for us to have?
Receiving the award for Non-Formal Educator of the Year is a big honor for Johnson, as she has served on the WAEE board and understands the level of competition she was up against.
Definitely been a highlight of my career. You know, it's a great organization, and some fabulous people have won it in the past, so I'm excited to be a part of that legacy.
For more information on the North Lakeland Discovery Center, you can visit www.discoverycenter.net. Two events next week will highlight how exactly Wisconsin's beautiful natural sceneries came to be. Author and former DNR journalist Scott Spoolman will be speaking about Wisconsin's geology in Manitowish waters and Minocqua early next week. His latest book, Wisconsin State Parks, Extraordinary Stories of Geology and Natural History, takes you to 28 parks, forests, and natural areas where evidence of the state's striking geologic and natural history are on display.
You know, the evidence of volcanoes and mountains and ancient seas that lay over the state for millions of years, and, you know, a lot of glacial activity, of course, huge floods that came after the glaciers were here. If you want to travel back in time and see what happened in the ancient past, the parks are great places to go.
Spolman will be at Kohler Memorial Library in Manitowish Waters Monday at 6 p.m. and the Minocqua Public Library Tuesday at 6:30. Both events are free and open to the public. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson is warning a battle over tariffs could drive the prices of its motorcycles higher. The Trump administration announced new tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from Europe, Canada, and Mexico Thursday. Canada and Mexico quickly imposed their own tariffs, with similar actions expected from the European Union. Legal experts say participants can often wait a long time to hear a ruling on their case from a federal appeals court, but a Wisconsin case is unusual. It's been more than 1 year since arguments were submitted over the state's voter ID statute. Courts usually don't like to change voting rules close to an election, but several experts say there is still time for a decision before the August 14th primary. Our forecast tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 45. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a slight chance of showers late in the afternoon with a high near 72. Tomorrow night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 50. Blues Friday is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.